DeepEnglish.com.
When Max Montgomery met Andy Traynor for a first date, he had high hopes. Who did Max Montgomery meet for a first date? Max Montgomery met Andy Traynor for a first date. How did he feel about it? He had high hopes. They went surfing on a California beach early in the morning and had a great time. Where did they go surfing? They went surfing on a California beach. Did they go surfing late in the afternoon? No, they didn't go surfing late in the afternoon. They went surfing early in the morning. Did they have a great time? Yes, they did. They had a great time. Exhausted and happy, the couple left the ocean. How did the couple feel when they left the ocean? The couple felt exhausted and happy when they left the ocean. Then, out of the blue, 56-year-old Max collapsed. He lay on the sand, silent and still. What happened to Max? Out of the blue, Max collapsed. How old was he? He was 56 years old. Fortunately, Andy was a doctor whose years of training kicked in. She immediately began to perform CPR. Was Andy a nurse? No, Andy wasn't a nurse. Andy was a doctor. When her years of training kicked in, what did she immediately begin to do? When her years of training kicked in, she immediately began to perform CPR. It was the first time her lips had touched his. Was it the second time her lips had touched his? No, it wasn't the second time her lips had touched his. It was the first time her lips had touched his. You could say it was their first kiss. It saved Max's life. Could you say it was their first kiss? Yes, you could say it was their first kiss. What did it do to Max? It saved Max's life. Max came to in the ambulance. His first emotion was one of embarrassment. Did Max come to in the hospital? No, Max didn't come to in the hospital. Max came to in the ambulance. What was his first emotion? His first emotion was one of embarrassment. He said he felt ashamed he had ruined a perfect date. Did he feel proud? No, he didn't feel proud. He felt ashamed. What did he feel ashamed about? He felt ashamed he had ruined a perfect date. At the hospital, doctors diagnosed Max with a heart attack. At the hospital, what did doctors diagnose Max with? At the hospital, doctors diagnosed Max with a heart attack. He got on the horn to tell Andy the news. Who did Max get on the horn with? Max got on the horn with Andy. Why did Max get on the horn with Andy? Max got on the horn with Andy to tell her the news. He also wanted to apologize for ruining their day together. What did he want to apologize for? He wanted to apologize for ruining their day together. Andy broke down in tears when she heard his voice. Did Andy break out in laughter when she heard his voice? No, Andy didn't break out in laughter when she heard his voice. Andy broke down in tears when she heard his voice. She said, "I was so relieved because I was so upset that I had met this amazing person and now he could be gone." Did she think Max was an ordinary person? No, she didn't think Max was an ordinary person. She thought Max was an amazing person. Max went into surgery the next day. When did Max go into surgery? Max went into surgery the next day. After his operation, he told Andy he'd understand if she didn't want a second date. What did Max tell Andy after his operation? After his operation, he told Andy he'd understand if she didn't want a second date. Max explained, "Who wants to date someone who just had a heart attack?" Andy said she did. Did Andy want to date someone who just had a heart attack? Yes, she did. She wanted to date someone who just had a heart attack. She said the whole experience made her appreciate who Max really is. What did the whole experience make her appreciate? The whole experience made her appreciate who Max really is. A few weeks after surgery, the two had another date. Did the two have another date? Yes, they did. The two had another date. When did they have another date? A few weeks after surgery, the two had another date. They were strolling along the beach when Andy said, "You can kiss me for real now." Where were they strolling? They were strolling along the beach. And what did Andy say? Andy said, "You can kiss me for real now." Max did exactly that. He claimed at that moment his heart felt healed, inside and out. Did Max kiss Andy? Yes, he did exactly that. Did his heart feel hurt, inside and out? No, his heart didn't feel hurt inside and out. His heart felt healed inside and out. Some say finding true love is rare. Do some say finding true love is a sure thing? No, some do not say finding true love is a sure thing. Some say finding true love is rare. In a world with 7 billion people, what are the chances you'll ever bump into your soulmate? Former NASA roboticist Randall Munroe has studied the mathematical possibility of such a question. Is Randall Munroe a NASA politician? No, Randall Munroe is not a NASA politician. Randall Munroe is a NASA roboticist. What has he studied? He has studied the mathematical possibility of such a question. He believes the odds are stacked against us finding our soulmate. What does he believe? He believes the odds are stacked against us finding our soulmate. If we assume our soulmate is of the opposite gender and within a few years of our age, we would still have to find them in a pool of 500 million potential soulmates. According to Munroe, how large is the pool of potential soulmates? According to Munroe, the pool of potential soulmates is 500 million. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. What's it like finding? It's like finding a needle in a haystack. Perhaps Andy and Max would beg to differ. Would Andy and Max agree? No, Andy and Max wouldn't agree. Andy and Max would beg to differ. They might say that finding a soulmate defies numbers. What might they say defies numbers? They might say that finding a soulmate defies numbers. As John Steinbeck once wrote, "If it is right, it happens. Nothing good gets away." Did John Steinbeck once write, "If it is wrong, it happens. Nothing bad gets away"? No, John Steinbeck didn't once write, "If it is wrong, it happens, nothing bad gets away." John Steinbeck once wrote, "If it is right, it happens, nothing good gets away." Do you agree with Steinbeck?